This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley in for Terry Gross. Richard Russo's new novel, Bridge of Sighs, is a departure from his other novels, such as Empire Falls and Nobody's Fool, in that part of the story takes place abroad. But, our book critic Maureen Corrigan says happily, it's not long before the story returns to Russo's familiar terrain of upstate New York.
The dullest story ever told. That's what the main character in Richard Russo's new novel, Bridge of Sighs, ruefully calls the memoir of his life and times that he's begun writing. Lewis Lynch, or Lucy, as he's been unfortunately nicknamed since childhood, has lived in the same small town, Thomaston, in upstate New York for all of his 60 years. He's been married to the same woman for more than half his life, and he works at the same corner grocery store that his parents bought with their life savings in the 1950s. If you're not a little bored yet, you haven't been listening. But while the plot synopsis of Bridge of Sighs is as mild as milk, the experience of reading the novel is intoxicating. Almost any competent writer can write a reasonably entertaining story about extreme situations and adventures. But try writing a truly great novel about ordinary people grappling with and sometimes evading everyday emotions and ethical decisions. Only a very select group of writers, Russo among them, can pull off that kind of story without tricking it out in excess sentimentality and moralizing. In Bridge of Sighs, as he's done in earlier novels like Empire Falls and Nobody's Fool, Russo lays bare the miraculousness of the mundane. Lucy Lynch may have lived a simple life so far, but he's no simpleton. Now 60, he's more thoughtful than ever, and as he says of another character, prone to living more meaningfully in memory's twilight than reality's noonday sun. The past Lucy is drawn to, not surprisingly, is the period of his youth in Thomaston. A shy only child, Lucy has one friend off and on growing up, a boy named Bobby Marconi, whose father is the kind of guy who gave patriarchy a bad name. Russo's story roves around in time as well as narrative perspective, so we readers know that Bobby these days is a famous painter living in Venice, but back then he was a hoodlum with a touch of redeeming conscience. Bobby would always shield Lucy from the other grammar school toughs until the afternoon he grows weary of Lucy's puppy-like adoration and stands by while a gang of bullies push Lucy into a trunk under a railway trestle. Locked up in that dark trunk for hours, Lucy has the first of his spells, lapses in consciousness that have plagued him for decades. There are other ills in the world that Russo creates in Thomaston, violent racism, water pollution from the town tannery that causes cancer rates to soar. But the trunk under the railway trestle is the novel's emblematic image of random evil. Countering that nightmare is the golden image of a small good place, the corner store that Lucy's family runs, the kind of store where folks from the neighborhood could run a tab and meat was wrapped in butcher paper, not cellophane, and tied off with string. Presiding behind the counter is one of the great creations in contemporary literature, Lucy's father, nicknamed Lulu. Lulu, as another character says, is nice all the way down, unlike most nice people who are nice just part way. Like other monumentally decent and ordinary characters in literature, Willie Loman, Joe in Dickens' Great Expectations, Lulu would be easy to ruin by a coating of schmaltz, but Russo's genius lies in the fact that while he celebrates Lulu's straightforward benevolence, he also makes us readers feel guiltily impatient with the limitations of his company. Here's how the adult Lucy eloquently sums up his father's mixed legacy. "For my father," Lucy says, "the world wasn't a complicated place. Its rules mostly made sense, and they were for our own good. I've always wanted to be the person he believed me to be, which at times has kept me from being a better one. A terrible realization, this." Bridge of Sighs is packed with quietly revelatory passages like that one, as well as intricate characters, plot twists aplenty, and a haunting sense of place. It's a big, fat package of old-fashioned realistic fiction wrapped in butcher paper, not cellophane, and tied off with string. And for my money, pound for pound, there isn't a better buy to be had in new fiction these days.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Bridge of Sighs by Richard Russo.